This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this very special weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Please do not forget the men and women who are responsible for us being free. The heroes are veterans, okay? Please keep that in mind today. Matt Eisman and Zuri Hall are going to be joining us this hour. They're both from season number 11 of America Ninja Warriors. And, of course, Matt's been on our show several times. I was watching one of the daytime television shows, and there was an interview with a woman by the name of Kathy Kleiner, who was only one of two women to survive an attack by Ted Bundy. I called Kathy to tell her story on our show today, and she's here to talk about it. It's fascinating. From CNN's Chasing Life, Dr. Sanjay Gupta will be joining us, and then we're going to talk about the Boys and Girls Club with Terry Fishback. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Hello, everyone. It's Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, one of our next two guests has been with us several times in the past. He's a friend of the show, and now he has brought along a very lovely lady to help him talk about a very successful show that is going to be premiering for season number 11 on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central Time, and then it's going to move to its regular day and time on Monday, June 17th. Joining us right now from a hit show that is unbelievable, American Ninja Warrior, is Matt Eisman and now Zuri Hall. Hi, Zuri. Hi, Matt. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Ron, it always feels like this is the official start of the season, getting to talk to you.
It's like the 4th of July is the official start of summertime, right, Matt?
Yeah, right?
Well, I'm glad that you brought Zuri and not Akbar with you, because I can never pronounce his last name anyway, so this makes life a hell of a lot easier. You know that, don't you?
All is pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Zuri's big initiation, was learning how to say his name correctly.
Well, I tell you, after spending a million years in broadcasting, that was the most challenging thing I ever was confronted with. I'll be honest with you.
Most difficult obstacle the host ever faced.
There you go. Well, tell us about now this 11th season. First of all, before you do, I have to compliment you guys, because it is not the easiest thing, and it never has been in the world of television broadcasting, to bring in high numbers during summertime. But American Ninja Warrior, different story. So tell us about this new 11th season, okay?
Well, Ron, I think, you know, the reason that we do well in the summer is we're the most family-watched show on television, and I think it's because the stories. We get to tell some unbelievable stories, and that's no different this year. And what's been amazing, I think, is when people hear the stories and feel the impact, we have people coming on the show who I think are looking to share their story and who've been inspired by the previous story. So without a doubt, the competitors we have this year, some of the best competitors, but some of the most impactful stories we've ever gotten to tell.
You know, it's amazing because you wonder when you watch this how these people train for this thing. I mean, this isn't like I'm going to go out and run a few miles every week and then I can do these obstacles. You have 23 obstacles. Now, what happens, just out of curiosity, if nobody finishes any of them?
Well, we have, in the past, we've had courses with zero finishers. That's the reality. We never know an American Ninja Warrior until we get there how difficult the course will play. So the reality is, sometimes that happens. It's the part of the show, though, is it's not about necessarily hitting a buzzer. It's not about finishing everything. Sometimes it's just about showing up. And I think that's the message of Ninja Warrior, and that's the message of life.
I tell you what the one that really gets me is that 75-foot rope climb, okay? I mean, geez, oh man, I can't, you know, when they used to do that in gym class, I'd get about 8-10 inches and just fall off, you know? I mean, you got to have arms like steel to go up that 75-foot thing.
Absolutely, and you know, what's great, though, is we have obstacles that challenge people in every different way. I mean, in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. we start up with a brand-new obstacle. We can spoil it here. It's called the shrinking step.
Okay, good. Okay, we can give it away.
Yeah,
the shrinking step stressed me out. I wasn't even running on them, but that's definitely a good one. They switch it up every single city. There are new obstacles challenging our ninjas, so it's a lot of fun to watch and see. Sometimes it's not the obstacle you expect.
Not
a bunch of ninjas.
No.
That's good. But what I'm learning more than anything is grip strength is real. That's what I'm seeing in every city on every course.
Zuri, you get to talk to these people as soon as they get off of the course, and they've got to be, in some cases, just totally exhausted. What have you found to be these guys and girls have?
You know, for me, the energy sort of comes from the adrenaline of having an entire year of training and dedication finally pay off. Yeah, they're exhausted after they run the course, but they're so amped up and they're so hyped and they're so excited because for a lot of them, just making it to the course was a huge triumph in itself. So as exhausted as they are, if they've done really amazing, they're ready to celebrate. So I'm waiting with a microphone, and I'm ready to celebrate with them, with their family, with their friends who are on the sideline cheering them on. If they do a run and it doesn't go so well, honestly, they may not be ready to talk, but I'm ready to be there with a shoulder and, you know, a listening ear to kind of unpack how the run went and sometimes got a few tears with people, honestly, too. There's some high highs and some low lows, but the energy is always there because being a part of that experience and a part of that course is just, it's unlike anything any of us have ever done before.
Now, you got different cities you're going to be going to, correct?
Yeah, we start off with Los Angeles. We hit Oklahoma City, Baltimore,
Atlanta.
Tacoma, Atlanta. And we're finishing up with Cincinnati, and then, of course, for the finals, we head out to Vegas.
You know, I failed to mention in the introduction, I guess it's because Matt and I have done this so many times and I've said it so many times, but aside from being the host of the show, Emmy-nominated, Emmy winner, is this a new show, the American Ninja Warrior Jr. on the Universal Kids Network? When does that start, Matt?
So we just finished our first season earlier this year. We're going to be shooting again in July, and that's for kids age 9 to 14, and it's really getting to see the future generation of Ninja Warrior, and I will say the future is very bright, Ron. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, you do a lot of work on the road as a stand-up comedy act, too. In fact, going to Afghanistan to perform with the U.S. troops, your album I Want a Happy Ending. I mean, you do an entirely different style of talent when you're out on the road as a comedian.
Well, it's nice kind of having a different personality, I guess, like, Zuri does a ton of stuff with E! News.
Right.
She can talk fashion, which she struggles when she looks at me.
I do not. I'm fabulously dressed at all times.
When someone dresses me.
So I think it was radio.
What's fun is we bring, thank God it's radio. What's really cool, I think, is I know for Zuri, we were just talking to people in Dayton where she's from. We've all had these unbelievable experiences in different ways, and you bring all of that to Ninja Warrior. And that's what's cool because we really have competitors from all walks of life from all over the country, and it's fun to bring everything we've done to this show.
Zuri, I don't want to leave you out, too, because your on-air work with E! News has earned a Daytime Emmy Award nomination for Outstanding Entertainment News Program. Congratulations for that. I heard you speaking a little bit earlier to a gentleman that said that you were telling him about one of the contestants, and I say this because it's an incentive to a lot of people, has autism.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what's really amazing about the course and about the show is the fact that these people have had so many obstacles in life, are dealing with so many different issues, but he is just amazing because
yeah.
he is living with autism, and watching him take on the course, watching him take on the course was extremely inspirational. That is what I will say.
Yeah.
I won't give away how his run
team.
Went exactly, but I was lucky enough to share in that experience and watch his run with his mother and father, and the pride mm-hmm. and sort of, and not just him, but a lot of the ninjas who take the course in their everyday lives, in the day-to-day, maybe sometimes they don't feel as if they fit in, or they don't feel as confident or as sure of themselves as they do when they hit the course. And then you hit the course, and you become this entirely different person, and you're in your element, and you've got the ultimate cheering squad because our audience is the best. And it just, it's a really exciting experience, and it's a really special one. And so it was great to see his run and see him sort of relish in all of that awesomeness.
See,
I
think there is a incentive there for people to, you know, actually watch that and say, hey, you know, I can do this too. As you mentioned, Matt, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Oklahoma City, Baltimore, the capital of the world when it comes to ninjas, Cincinnati, Seattle, Tacoma, and then, of course, going to Las Vegas for the final rounds. Now, you had told me a long time ago, Matt, that you were going to try one of these courses. Did you ever do that?
Ron, I feel like this is a setup. Unfortunately, I did try the course. I ended up with a broken foot. I tried it again. I ended up with a broken ankle.
Oh,
and now, Ron, they banned me from going
no more. My own this one.
Oh, that's... Oh, I say it's funny. I didn't mean... Zuri, you're going to try it?
Lessons for other people.
Yes, I'm a cautionary
experience.
Tale.
Yeah, I'll politely pass. I'll happily talk to any ninja who wants to run, though.
Yeah, learn from experience. Well, look, guys, I wish you the best of luck in season number 11 of NBC's high-octane obstacle course, America Ninja Warrior. And again, it's going to premiere on May 29th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time. Then... And mark this down in your American Ninja Warrior book. The show moves to its regular day and time on Monday, June 17th. Matt, Zuri, you're always welcome here. And please come back and let's chat about how the season's going a little later on in the summer, okay?
Sounds good, Ron. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron.
And tell Agbar I said hello.
Will do.
Okay. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Zuri. Always good talking to those people, and they're fine folks, too. Matt Eisman has been a friend of ours for many years on the show, and now he brings the lovely Zuri Hall for American Ninja Warrior, premiering on the 29th of this month. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Thanks, Ron. Good talk to you, pal.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. We're going to be talking not about a book, not about a new record, television show, or a movie. We're going to be talking about somebody's life who was so affected by something that happened that it's amazing that she is so together today, and we're glad that she is. She is one of two women who survived a brutal attack by the bizarre, the crazy, the insane Ted Bundy back in January 1978. She tells her story. Joining us right now is Kathy Kleiner. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Kathy, I read some of the things that have happened to you over the years with a sickly childhood and the cancer survivor, but you tell a story that happened to you when you were in college in your sorority house that I don't know if anybody listening to our voices right now could have sustained a normal life afterwards. Could you just go into it a little bit? Because you were one, as I mentioned in the introduction, of two women who survived a brutal attack by this terrible monster, Ted Bundy.
On the early mornings of January 1978, I was asleep in our room in Chi Omega sorority house. We had a small room, was the size of a dormitory room. There were two twin beds against the side of the room, parallel against the walls. Around, I'm not sure what time it was. It was really early in the morning. I was sleeping in my bed. I was sleeping on my left side. I heard the front our bedroom door open. And as it did, it woke me up a little bit. But after that, I heard a louder noise. In between our twin beds, we had a small chest, like a footlocker, which was about 3 foot tall, and 3 feet between that and each side of the beds. When I saw someone come in the door and trip over the footlocker, it woke me up to a point where I could see the silhouette of someone who was standing in front of me. I saw it was all dark. Our room was dark. However, our curtains were open. We faced the back of the house toward the back parking lot. I saw a bit of him, but being so dark, all I could see was him raising his hand up over his head, and it looked like he had something in his hand, a log or something. I couldn't tell. He struck me with such force at that time that he shattered my jaw. I almost bit my tongue off, and he slit my cheek open so that it flapped over toward my ear.
Oh, my God.
He was attacking me when my roommate, Karen, started to stir and wake up on her side of the room. He left me at that point and turned around just a couple feet and attacked Karen with the same piece of rod or oak wood, actually, that he had picked up from outside the sorority house. While he was attacking her, I was in my side of the bed moaning at this point. I actually thought I was screaming and asking for help and yelling, but all I was doing was making a gurgling sound. And that just was very frustrating. When he came back to my side of the bed to hit me again, someone was coming in the back parking lot, a car, which shone up into our room and illuminated it so bright that even with my eyes closed, I could see the bright light. And I think at that point that this person was spooked, thinking either I saw him or whomever was in the car saw him. He ran out of our room and left the sorority house. Now the attacks had stopped, and then my room turned dark again.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you had just come, you were 20 years old at this time, I might want to add. Now, you had just come back from a wedding. Now, here's the irony. You get to the emergency room, and you're lying on the gurney, and you're, you know, not with it, obviously. And the first person you see that even gives you some consolation of your injuries and what you've gone through is the doctor who, ironically, was the bride at the wedding that you went to that afternoon.
Yes, that's very true. I remember when I was on the gurney, when I was leaving the sorority house, I was laying there looking up, and I saw all these heads looking down at me. There were so many of them that I didn't know who it was. It was like four or five heads looking at me. As they brought me out of the sorority room house, I remember seeing bright lights like yellow for the fire truck and red and blue. I lay there, and people were looking at me, and as they were taking me into the ambulance, it seemed like it was almost like a carnival atmosphere, because that's where my mind went, because of not knowing. I put something in my head that I understood. When I did get to Tallahassee Memorial Hospital, I laid on the gurney, and again, all these people were looking at me, and what I did see was my friend Sally, who had just gotten married the day before. And that became comforting to me. I was scared all the time until then, and then I could relax a little bit because I knew she was there and she was going to take care of me.
I think it's important to note here that the other girl that was in the room with you at the time, your roommate, they have not talked about this publicly. You have. You have talked about this. You have, I guess, turned the page after you even watched the murder of Ted Bundy. You were at the age of 32 at the time. Have you ever desired to do what so many people have done before you but didn't go through the experience that you went through, and that is write a book, do a movie, something of that nature? You've never done that. You've just spoke out on your own personal thing with no ancillary products that you wanted to go out and do. You just want to tell your story, but not necessarily in a public forum, right?
That is correct, and I have always been a person that has talked about the attack. Mm-hmm. No one had ever contacted me, not the press, nor journalists or anything during those years, and I would have talked to anyone that talked to me, but a lot of people feel that people that were attacked, where they want to be left alone, mm-hmm. that they don't want anyone to know who they are or were. Mm-hmm. And I found that was not healthy for me to react that way. So I reached out to my family and to whoever I could talk to and tell my story, because I found that was the way I healed, by telling what happened to me to the point where I could talk about it without it destroying me and making me feel it was going on again.
Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating story. One I wish that you didn't have to tell, or that you didn't experience. And Kathy, anytime you want to come back and chat some more, please do it. And I want to congratulate you on the strength that you have.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to appreciate you calling me and asking me to be on.
Yeah, well, it's a fascinating story, and I hope that we never have to experience, although it probably will never happen, what you had to go through in those very terrible days. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Do good today.
Thank you, dear. What a lady. Kathy Kleiner is our guest, one of two women who survived a brutal attack by the monster of Ted Bundy and lives to talk about it. An unbelievable story from a real tough lady. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More tornadoes are threatening the nation's midsection. WBBM meteorologist Ted Curran.
As we go into places like Kansas and Oklahoma and into Texas, and it's in this area that we have the biggest concern for tornado activity as we go through the day for today. We're also concerned about flooding as these rains have been coming through the same areas over and over again.
President Trump has begun a state visit to Japan. He's there to work out a trade imbalance between the two countries. He jokingly tells business leaders at a reception in Tokyo, maybe that's why you like me so much.
The relationship with Japan and the United States, I can say for a fact, has never been stronger. It's never been more powerful, never been closer.
He also says there's never been a better time to invest in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. He is quite a gentleman. He not only is an award-winning journalist and a practicing neurosurgeon, he's also an author. He's penned three books, Cheating Death, Chasing Life, Monday Mornings, and aside from the fact that he's very bright, in 2003, he was People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. So he's not only smart, but he's good-looking, very depressing for us people who are ugly and dumb. Joining us right now is Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I can hear all the... thank you, Ron. I can hear all the groans out there, which yes. That was, 16 years ago. I think there's some sort of statute of limitations on the People Magazine stuff.
I don't know
but
about
thank
that.
You.
At least you're around in the arena, as they say. You know, some of us never even get the ticket to get in the show, but I love this.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's a great joy having you here. I'm a fan of what you do. The CNN original series, Chasing Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, which premiered actually in April, is fascinating. You've traveled the entire globe, if you will, Japan, India, Bolivia, Norway, Italy, Turkey, to explore traditions and modern practices, medical practices and not necessarily medical practices, that constitute a healthy life. Tell us about that, because so many times I think people think that the United States is ahead of everything when it comes to keeping healthy.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that you know, in some ways that's where we started, was this idea that, you know, you look at the United States, and I'm a proud member of the, you know, I'm a doctor, practicing doctor here in the United States, but, you know, this conversation is very much around this idea that we spend $3.5 trillion on healthcare every year, and life expectancy has gone down 3 years in a row in the United States. There's all sorts of different reasons for that, but one point is clear, is it's not happening in many other countries, no other developed countries around the world. So what do they know that we don't know, or what are they doing that we're not doing? What can we learn from them? That was it. This is really about the journey of learning those things and understanding what is true and then bringing those stories back home.
Doctor, is it always tied in to medicine, or is it tied into diet, lifestyle, heredity?
It is fascinating, Ron, because it is different things in different places. I'll give you a quick example. We were down in, I lived in the Amazon rainforest for a while as part of this show with a indigenous tribe known as the Chimane tribe. And the reason we were with them was because studies have shown they have basically no heart disease, which is remarkable. I mean, you think, well, indigenous tribe, of course they don't have heart disease. Actually, not true. Most indigenous tribes have significant chronic disease, just like we do in the United States. But there was all sorts of things we looked at, but one of the things that seemed to be very protective for them, and it takes a second to get your arms around it, but they live with some degree of parasite infection their entire lives. And you think, well, parasite makes you sick, and that is true, but once you recover from it and the parasite is essentially living in your body, it seems to tamp down your immune system in a way that can actually be very healthy. And it is how we humans have lived for most of our existence on Earth. You know, we are seeing but the blink of an eye in terms of our human existence. Most of the time, humans actually cohabitated, if you will, with these organisms, and maybe that's how our bodies are supposed to function. So that's a totally different way of looking at health, right?
Yeah.
But there's lessons in there, I think, for people all over the world.
Doctor, was that in Bolivia?
That was in Bolivia.
Yeah, the reason I asked that is because I saw a synopsis of that show, which aired on April 20th, I believe it was, and
yep.
It said that you and your family have been affected from heart disease, and I can attest to that because it's in our family, too. That kind of struck me because it was something that, you know, I'm always thinking that if you don't go to the heart doctor, you're in a world of hurt, but apparently you're not in some instances, and this is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I have significant family, a history of heart disease, and I think you worry about it a lot, especially when you get close to the age where my father was when he had his heart problems. So, right, I think that's it's a very personal thing. But yes, to your question, I mean, you go to the middle of the Amazon rainforest, they don't even have a healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone the medicines and all the various interventions and stuff that we have in the United States. And they've been able to do something that we haven't. Heart disease is still the biggest killer of men and women in the United States. So, yeah, I think you're right. It's not always about a particular thing, and sometimes it's all these things put together.
You mentioned about approaching the age that your father was when he had a heart attack. I don't know, it's even tougher when you've surpassed that age, as I have. That even makes it more scary. My father was only 55 years old when he passed away, so boy, I tell you, it was worrisome beforehand, and now it's worrisome afterwards. Here's one I thought was very interesting, Doctor. You went to Italy, which I'm of Italian descent, and you found out, and this is, you know, I think pretty common, that the fact that in Italy, food, family, faith always, you know, plays a big role. And, you know, you kind of have food, faith, and good times, and you forget about health. From a country, and I like this, otherwise known for its vices. What kind of vices are you talking about?
Well, look, I mean, you know, Italians, they love to eat. They love to drink. They smoke still more than we do in this country. They're not known for their exercise.
Right.
They don't really engage in those things that we say, oh, yeah, that's the absolute healthy lifestyle. That's not I'm not trying to be maligning their lifestyle. I mean, the reason we were there is because they are some of the healthiest people in the world. So that, again, tosses some of our conventional notions a little bit on their head. Wait, I thought if I don't eat meat and I don't drink alcohol and don't smoke, then I'm good to go. And by the way, you should do all those things, you know, not smoke and eat a good diet. But clearly there's something else. And that, I think that's what we really wanted to sort of get at in Italy. And by the way, given that you're Italian descent, you may know that in Roseto, Pennsylvania, there was a group of Italian immigrants that lived in the United States many decades ago, and they became sort of famous because they had the lowest rates of heart disease in the United States. And this was a primarily Italian immigrant community that, again, ate as if they were still in Italy, drank as if they were still in Italy, had high cholesterol, had all those things that were sort of the conventional risk factors, and yet they had the lowest rate of heart disease in the country. Why? What are they doing? That was the real question we wanted to try and answer.
Well, I was originally from Pennsylvania, but apparently I should have been moved closer to Roseto. Okay, Doctor, I know you're on a very busy schedule, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, okay, did you find things that could be applicable to people in America? I mean, if you went back to the United States after visiting some of these countries and said, this is what we found, this is what we think you should do, would you be contested in that?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, part of doing a show like this, especially for me as a scientist, a medical doctor, is to, you know, really look into the veracity of these things and understand, you know, what is the evidence behind them. But I think in some ways we approached it also asking the question in all sorts of different ways. It wasn't sometimes so much what they were doing necessarily that made them much healthier. It was something in that they were doing was actually being protective to them. What protects people from developing, you know, increase in mortality and dropping life expectancy? How do we buffer against that? And I think in that regard, there were lots of lessons. There were really specific lessons in terms of what you should eat, how you should move, even the best way to rest and sleep, like the very basic things in life. But I think there were much bigger sort of messages as well. The value of living in a social tribe. The idea that when we became rugged individualists in the United States, maybe that wasn't the right answer in terms of our health. We live in these siloed off worlds. Humans are social creatures. We evolved to be social creatures. And when you take away that social nature, does that have a measurable, demonstrable negative impact on health? Seems to be the case. And it may be why Italians are so healthy.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating. It really is. And this has been fascinating to talk to you. Chasing Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, as we mentioned before, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on CNN. Doctor, you're welcome back anytime. I know you're on a busy schedule. I appreciate the time that you've spent with us, and good luck with the show and everything that you do.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you very much. Appreciate you watching.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be watching. There's no doubt. I have been, and I will continue to do. Our guest has been Dr. Sanjay Gupta. As we mentioned, Chasing Life is the name of the series. It appears on CNN. It's an original series, and it airs on Saturday evenings at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time. Very interesting stuff. I want to remind everybody on this Memorial Day weekend, while you're out having fun and being with family and friends on picnics and ball games, whatever the case may be, to stop a moment and think about what Memorial Day is all about. The memories of those heroes, men and women, that made it possible for us to be free and enjoy this weekend. Just remember are veterans. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, all across the USA and around the world, well, this is the time of the year, and I can't believe it's already here, where students are starting to get out of school for summer vacation, and some permanently, they're graduating, and of course that means that they're looking for jobs, whether it's just temporary jobs or long-term careers. And joining us right now is the Senior Director of Workforce Readiness at Boys and Girls Clubs of America. She oversees programming across all 4,300 clubs nationwide to ensure that the Boys and Girls Club members are ready for work and life. Joining us right now is Terry Fishback.
Thanks, Ron.
That's quite a job you have, 4,300 clubs. That's got to be a very busy day for you.
Yeah. Well, we are supporting supporting from Boys and Girls Clubs of America, our local organizations, and really just making sure that they have what they need in terms of staff, in terms of support and resources to do the job that we know they do so well with young people every day.
Great.
So they make my job easy.
It's still a daunting occupation from the standpoint of how much work you have in the course of a day, but let's talk about it, okay? Today, students, when they get out of school, or even if they're looking for summer jobs, are they just looking for extra cash? And I'm talking about, you know, on a general basis, or are they looking to get involved with something that they want to do? Because the reason I asked that question, at 14 years old, I was already working in radio. I was not about to do anything else. I would have gone with no cash just as long as I could get a job in a radio station.
Varies across the board. There are some young people that are not ready to work, and all they want is the cash, and I think that that's normal for a teenager.
Yeah, sure.
But there are some young people that really understand right now what they want to do in life. They've been exposed to those different opportunities. They know how to lean into their own interests and passions, and they look at that and they say, I want to do that. And Boys and Girls Clubs really play a role in saying, okay, let's expose you a little bit more to some of those opportunities and really hone some of those skill sets and send you off. And so a lot of young people know today, and I think that that's an amazing thing.
You know, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of people aren't aware of everything that is available at the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. I think, you know, the thinking might have been, well, you know, I know that there's an unemployment office down the street. I know that there's a job search guy around the corner. I don't think that's the first thing that comes to their mind, and it should it not, Terry?
Absolutely. I want folks to know that your local Boys and Girls Clubs is a resource center for you. We begin exposing young people to the world of work and career options as early as 6 years old, and making sure they understand what it means to thrive in a workplace setting, how to develop skills, what are some career options. And as they grow older within the life of the club, we have our college and career centers in partnership with the Harford that really help to expose young people even more to some things that they're interested in terms of the workplace, as well as building some of the skills that we know are important in the workplace. So Boys and Girls Clubs has a plethora of offerings in terms of becoming work and life ready.
Now, you mentioned 6 years old. I remember when I was going back to that age that I mentioned earlier, that it was tough for me to get a job sometimes because in those days you had to have working papers if you were under a certain age. Is that a restriction, or can a 10-year-old boy get a job?
No, there still are some restrictions state by state of when you can actually obtain employment. I still think that there are opportunities for young people to practice the skills that they learn, whether at school, in a Boys and Girls Club, or elsewhere, that we know will lend to their success in the workplace. So there's some parameters out there, but there's opportunities to practice skills at all times.
Now, how does Hartford play a role in this? So, because I know that one of the suggestions that you make is to seek out mentors in the community, such as a local businessman or women, and see if you can get their help. That's what I did.
Yeah, well, back in 2017, Boys and Girls Club of America and the Hartford Insurance Group partnered together to develop and establish local college and career centers. And these college and career centers are within Boys and Girls Clubs. They're a physical space where young people can tap into different career resources, technology, and different opportunities for skill development. And so the Hartford is playing a critical role in partnership with Boys and Girls Clubs to ensure that all young people have opportunities to access what they need to be work and life ready, and to make sure that they have the skill sets needed to thrive after high school and beyond.
How old do you go with somebody? For example, I know you prepare boys and girls, men and women, young men and women, for the work environment, but do you ever look at somebody that is at the end of that career and they want a part-time job or something, or is that something that you stay away from?
It varies across Boys and Girls Clubs. We really help local organizations map their own community to understand what the needs are of that community. And so whether you go up to 18 or whether you're serving people in your community through age 35, whatever the needs of your community are, we support from the national office to local organizations to map the resources in your community, map the stakeholders to see how we can connect skills and people to jobs. And so it really does vary by community.
Do you have to be a member of the Boys and Girls Club of America?
You do not. We do encourage folks to become members, and I think that if anyone spent a day or two in a Boys and Girls Club, they would want to sign up.
What are some of the other activities that you do? I know it's a very encompassing organization as far as young men and women are concerned.
Absolutely. We support young people. We support the whole child, really, and really thinking about their social-emotional development, thinking about their opportunities to make healthy decisions, so we focus on health and wellness, as well as their academic success. How are we connecting with local schools and education to ensure we're addressing the needs of the entire child? And we do that every day after school in a Boys and Girls Club to ensure that young people are successful and they have the opportunity to develop the skills that they need to move forward in life.
I think that's sensational. I really do, because I think a lot of times young people aren't prepared for a job, a real job. They're prepared for going to school for something that might be down the road a piece, but not particularly for something like simple things, like a job interview. I've been an employer for many, many, many years, more than I want to admit. And when somebody comes in, the first impressions are very important, whether they're 10 years old or 50 years old. I mean, that's very important. You're located in Memphis, right?
Yes. There is a Boys and Girls Club in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. The reason I ask that question is that I'm not into the job force anymore as a newcomer. I've been here for a while. But when I decide to leave, can you give me a job as a tour guide at Graceland? I mean, that would be a nice way just to finish.
I'm sure this local club could help you do that.
Terry, where can we go for more information?
Yeah, for more information, folks can go to bgca.org to learn more about our college and career centers, as well as a little bit more about Boys and Girls Clubs.
Oh, that's great. Terry, thank you for doing a great job. The Senior Director of the Workforce Readiness at Boys and Girls Clubs of America, our guest, Terry Fishback. Terry, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye. That's great advice. And Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, that's not the first thing that comes to your mind when you're looking at the workforce, but you should look into it. That's a sensational way to start your future in your life with good jobs. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Here, so I just have to log into my laptop computer and get that set up. You want to try ringing me again in five minutes?
Well, we're going to be on the air at 9:06, so we've got just slightly less than that. But when we call you back, just be on the device you want to be on.
Okay, but this works fine, right? Because we could just
hardwired. Lost you. The hardwire, if you have a hardwired option, he doesn't even hear.
Here we go.
That's going to put our wrapper on things on this Memorial Day weekend. We hope you have a safe one. And keep in mind,
I think we're going to need the hardwire, the Ethernet for the laptop.
The men and women, heroes, are veterans. I want to thank our guests this past 2 hours, Lee Greenwood, Chef Lawrence Page, country music star John King, Vice Admiral John Byrd, also Matt Eisman and Zuri Hall from American Ninja Warriors, Kathy Kleiner, Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN, and Carrie Fishback. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today on the first weekend of June coming up next week. But until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights. Sure,
hello?